Hi, this is John Carter Cash, and you are listening to Life Minute TV.
It's no surprise that the only child of two of music's most iconic and beloved musicians would become so revered in the industry himself, producing for dozens on a diverse roster that includes Willie Nelson, Loretta Lynn, Carrie Underwood, Chris Cornell, Elvis Costello, Sheryl Crow, Kris Kristofferson, just to name a few. Now Grammy-winning producer John Carter Cash has just released his long-awaited full-length album, Pineapple John, an exploration of love, loss, redemption, and self-discovery, filled with contemporary folk and timeless storytelling. He sat down with me recently to tell me all about it and more. This is a Life Minute with John Carter Cash. How are you doing?
Doing okay. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for joining us on Life Minute. And congratulations on your album. It's wonderful.
Excited about the old Pineapple John album coming out. It's been an endeavor, quite an endeavor.
Tell us about the name first, Pineapple John.
My friends used to call me Colonel Pineapple. Granted by the governor of Tennessee back in the 1970s, made a colonel by the state of Tennessee. And so my friends would joke and call me Colonel Pineapple. And it was around the coronavirus time, maybe like June after coronavirus, maybe July. My son Jack was in the car with me, and we were driving around. And he made up this sort of beat. He was like beating on the car or something. And I just sang Pineapple John. I was it easy to carry on. And so it just went from there. It just became this whole story in my head. Actually put together a sort of wrote a story, even though you won't find the story in the album, and there is there's something behind it anyway, a vision behind it. But it was just a wonderful way to express creativity in music, the whole project.
Yeah, you're an extremely creative guy. You've done a lot, written books, you've produced for so many people. But let's talk more about the album first. What would you say? What's your inspiration behind the album?
Just like when you, if you see a film, or if you were to write a novel, you have a vision of a whole story. You sort of get lost in that world. And I think I got sort of lost in the creative world of this character. But I've been with whole backstories, whole like long journeys of into sort of chaos and insanity, and then coming back around, and then humor, a lot of humor in the story. The one song "Sleeping with the Mermaid" is a lot of fun. There's some more up tempo, happy songs, and then there's heavier, deeper things like "Ocean Calling." Anyway, it's just an offering and an array of music, also that I love and that I feel like sort of was part of the story. I did a version of a song called "The Ballad of Spider John" by Willis Allen Ramsey that I always loved. It just seems to fit the story. I did a couple other covers that are there. I did a part of it at the end of in the medley. There's a James Taylor song, but mostly it's all original compositions for the most part, except for like three or four songs. There's one single that came out not long ago, and then August 25th, the second single, "Sleeping with the Mermaid," came out, and then September 12th, the third single, "Pineapple John," came out, and then the album will actually be released October 10th. But yeah, there are going to be more music videos that'll be coming out. I'll have one for "Sleeping with the Mermaid," and it's going to be very interesting and different. And still putting my finger around exactly the way the Pineapple John video is going to be, but still working on that. So at least a couple more music videos.
Excellent. It had a little bit of a Jimmy Buffett vibe to it.
Yeah, it is. It's in there, and I spent a lot of time in Jamaica growing up, so I was surrounded with calypso music when I was young. And the musicianship that's on the album, the players on there are some of the best in Nashville, but the percussion, Sam Bacco is a great percussionist, and he plays steel drums and marimba and all these different things. And then Justin Johnson plays 12-string guitar on lots of songs. Wonderful musicianship. Mike Rojas, keyboard player, is one of the best players in Nashville right now, is all over the album. Tony Harrell also playing piano on some things. But anyway, I had a chance to work with some master musicians on this project.
How does it all come together for you? I mean, obviously, you're a product of two music legends. What comes first for you?
It's creativity and it's love for music. It's got to be something that I'm having fun with, or I won't do it. I mean, that's the business that I'm in. My father's a producer, Jack Clement, for years. He would say, "We're in the business of fun. You can't forget that it takes 3 minutes to make a hit." And so if we're having fun, the audience listening will have fun too. And so that's what it's about. It's about enjoying what I'm doing creatively. And this whole project was a matter of that. It was a treatment in life of how to be free and find the spirit and hope. A lot of hope in this project too.
How does it differ from your other albums, would you say?
I think my other works, and it's almost like I purposefully went in multi-genre directions that were just sort of all over the place in my other albums. And I think Family Secret was, it had punk and metal and folk and old time gospel. This is a more, and even though there's a lot of genres in Pineapple Donuts, I guess you'd say it is more coherent in that it's more like a cross between calypso and prog rock, like Pink Floyd or something, right? But it's a specific style of music. And so I think it's more cohesive than my other albums. I think my other record, and I put out like an album every 10 years or something, right? I mean, it's my joy to make music. That will always be that way. But I don't know. I think this one is, it's definitely my favorite record that I've ever done.
Did you always know you were musically inclined?
Oh yeah, I always knew I was going to do music. I mean, I was on stage with my parents from when I was 3 years old. It was just part of my life. I sang on stage with my mom and dad at the end of the shows for years. And then starting when I was 10 years old, I did a little, three song set myself throughout all the shows that my dad that I worked with my father on. So I never knew a time that I wasn't involved in music. I don't know that I'm persistent. I don't know that I'm a master musician, but I do know music. I've studied it long enough, been a part of it long enough to where I feel like I know music, and I can play along with most anybody that's playing a song without having to look at sheet music or anything. But I mean, I've always been surrounded by music, so there's never been a time that I didn't have it in my life.
I saw you once with your family in Atlantic City.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wonderful. The whole family played.
Maybe I was trying to remember the last time we would have been there.
It must have been at least 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, Dad retired from the road in 98, pretty much, 97, 98.
But
But
it was amazing. I have to ask you, what was it like being the only child of two music legends?
I don't have anything to compare it to. It's all I've ever known. My parents were good people. They were down to earth. I can't relate it to anything, but we, because it's my own, that's all my only life I've ever known. But it's my parents traveled.
Sure.
That was a blessing to be able to do that. They were very open-minded. They let me follow my dreams and do what I wanted to do with my life. They didn't try to push anything on me specifically, like you needed to go this way, you need to do this or that. They let me sort of go my own path. Let me make my own mistakes for sure. They were very passive. They were on my side, and they had a world of love. They really did. Maybe they should have been a little tougher on me sometimes.
Nah, I think they did all right. What were the biggest lessons you learned from them?
Oh, persistence. Yeah, it had to be carry on in the face of adversary, even in the face of infirmity, that you don't give up, that you keep going. And sometimes for me, it's like, if I can get up and it's like some days are diamonds, some days are stones. If I can get one thing accomplished in a day, then I feel like I'm doing good sometimes, because life is up and life is down, and I've been on all sides of it. I've struggled with everything in life, and but here I am. And so I'm really grateful. I keep, as my mother would say, I keep pressing on. And so I learned that from them, endurance, and to follow what your joy is, do what you love.
I love it. So good. And you mentioned your influences a little bit. What were they growing up?
Well, I mean, the Carr Family, when I was young, I listened to that music, I listened to Glen Campbell in my teens, even when I was 12, I was still listening to some of that stuff, Glen Campbell, John Denver. By the time I was 13 or 14, I listened to heavy metal. That was all I listened to. I listened to AC/DC, Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, Iron Maiden. I was a metalhead, Judas Priest. I was the kid that wore the leather jacket to the Christian school, awkward off to the side of the room. That was me. I was always different. But yeah, no, I listened to a lot of hard rock, and then later on, I opened my influences a lot to more of the classic rock. Pink Floyd, great influence from Pink Floyd. So influences from songwriters, everybody from Dan Fogelberg to Jimmy Buffett, that you've been, I mean, all across the board. James Taylor, great influence from James Taylor early on. I don't sound anything like any of those guys really, but hey, I am what I am.
What makes you so good? And you've produced for with so many greats too. Tell us about that.
Well, I produced a lot of music for Loretta Lynn, co-produced with her daughter Patsy Lynn Russell. There were five albums worth of material that I did with Loretta Lynn in the latter part of her life. And that was a great honor. Actually recorded more with her than I have any other artist in history in my career. You know, my wife, Anna Christina Cash, I do a lot of work with her. She's a great artist. I've been producing music on her for a while now. I'm very excited about. But yeah, I mean, I've produced a lot of folks down the line, everybody from Chris Cornell to, you know, Willie Nelson to.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know you did Chris Cornell.
There's a project that I did called Forever Words that were my father's poems with no music attached that musicians added music to. Check out the song that Chris did on that project. The Forever Words, the project itself is like 36 songs or something. There was an album and then there were more music to follow, but that Chris did a song called You Never Knew My Mind. Yeah, very powerful.
And you've written books as well, children's books and many books.
He's a novel and a cookbook. So, and I'm
Amazing.
still beginning to work on my memoirs. I have somebody helping me with it. She's cursing me because I'm not following through. But I just feel like I have a whole lot more of life I want to try to figure out before I put that book out. So I am working on a memoir though.
Yeah, what other things do you want to do that you haven't done yet?
I think having seen as much of the world as I've seen and having experienced as much as I have, it just lets me know that I've barely done anything. I think the more that I see, the more I realize, the less I'll ever get to achieve. I hope to see more of the world. I hope to watch my children go through life and grow up and hope to see, you know, my daughter, who's now 8 years old, you know, get married. Have children, if that's what she wants to do, you know. I want to see my son James graduate from college. I want it's family things that are the most important to me, you know. But beyond what I have seen and look and journey into the world if I get the chance to travel. If not, then I'll find the joy at home. And I also paint. I'm a painter. I do abstract art.
Wow, amazing. So many gifts. Do you ever like think, oh, I got this from my dad and this from my mom? Are there any little things that and any of those talents that you could attribute from one parent?
All the bad stuff. You know, I mean, I do have a lot of my dad's character traits. I do. I can be stubborn and just see things my own way, and he was that way sometimes. But they were very loving, forgiving people. I can be very loving, forgiving, I suppose. Say. So I got some of the good, some of the bad. You know, but I'm grateful. I will continue to be creative. I will continue not to pay attention to any of the rules and barely notice I'm breaking them. You know, with my own, and I may suffer from that sometimes. I may lose or gain followers, whatever. I don't care. I just got to be myself. I believe what I believe, and I can hope for only things that I can hope for. So keep it free, keep it true, and hang loose, carry on.
I love it. It's fantastic. I don't want to let you go because I'm afraid I'm going to think, darn, why didn't I ask him that?
Well,
Well, as you're as wonderful as I imagined you would be. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations with everything, and I look forward to seeing what's next.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.